And now this is a dictation for Gene, G-E-N-E, Mount, M-O-U-N-T, November 17, 41, address as a letter, Dr. Reed, R-E-E-D, 616-754-3828. Dear Dr. Reed, a follow-up for Mr. Mount. Prior history of membranous nephropathy, which is on remission, otherwise chronic kidney disease, hypertension. Last visit in April. We offered him an in-person visit. He declined. He's having back pain. Today he's going to have a second black as a trial before an ablation done. So far, good response. No complications. Denies hospital admission, denies vomiting, dysphagia, diarrhea, bleeding, stable dyspnea, but no purulent material hemoptysis, no oxygen or sleep apnea, CPAP machine, denied chest pain palpitation, syncope review system is negative. Next paragraph, medications include lisinopril, Crestor, aspirin. Next paragraph, blood pressure at home, 120s, 130s, over 60s and 70s. He's able to speak in full sentences, no respiratory distress, no expressive aphasia. Next paragraph, chemistries in September, creatinine 2.1. It's been slowly progressive over the years. Normal electrolyte acid base, present GFR 31 stage 3B. Normal albumin, calcium, minor increase of phosphorus. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, CKD stage 3B, slowly progressive over time. At the same time, no indication for dialysis, not symptomatic. Next number, history of membranous nephropathy without evidence of activity. Next number, prior smoker without respiratory distress. Next number, hypertension appears to be well controlled, tolerating ACE inhibitors. Next number, low platelet, stable over time, mild, no active bleeding. Next number, chronic back pain, as indicated above. Next number, small kidney on the right, normal size on the left, without obstruction or gross urinary retention. Does have symptoms of enlargement of the prostate. Continue chemistries in a regular basis, come back in 6 months.